Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real Talk with Emo on StreetsRadio.com. That's Streets spelled with a Z. And I'm your host, Sir Emo, here in Sacramento, California. This is my one-hour internet radio show that pops off every Monday, 10 a.m. on the West Coast, 12 a.m. Central Time, and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. We keep it real here on Real Talk with Emo, and I'll be bringing you new music, live interviews, and we'll be talking about real-life subjects like politics, religion, and life in your hood. This is the place to be every Monday. You can also listen on your cell phone or be a part of the live discussion by calling area code 646-478-3243 or log on to blogtalkradio.com/streetsradio to hear shows you may have missed before. There you can copy and paste the widget and put it on your page or your website to stay updated and help us spread the word. You are now tuned in to Real Talk with Emo on streetsradio.com. Log on to paystyle.net and you can find my Twitter, my MySpace, my Facebook, all that good stuff, how to cop my music and to support the movement. But other than that, we're going to get into the first song and get this show started. You know how we do. One love. God bless. 2010.
I just wanna be the one.
Yeah, what's up with it? You tuned in to Real Talk with Emo, like you should be every Monday at 10 o'clock right here, West Coast time. If you're online, glad you're tuning into the show today. If you called in, you're especially special to me today because I didn't do no promotion today. I didn't send no reminder text. I didn't send no Facebook post or nothing like that. It was some a little bit earlier, a few days or whatever. But if you called in today, like I see, we have a few callers in today that are listening to the show on their cell phones. I appreciate y'all. That was the whole test to see if I can just throw a show out there today and how many callers and loyal people will, you know, come mess with your boy. So it's all good. You tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. I'm just going to play some music today. We don't have no interviews because, like I said, I ain't chasing nobody down. So, you know, we keep it moving. Got a couple things to talk about. We might talk about the little bomb scare in New York. Or, you know, I might talk about the little oil spill. Because all of that shit is real big, man. It means more than what it seemed like it means. But I'll get into what I think it means after this here song. Stay tuned. You know how we do it. Real Talk with Emo.
This is a knocker. When she bend over, holler,
"Hey, Miss Parker.
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 Yeah, that's my shit. That's my
tell
shit.
Me that don't go to work.
That's my shit. That's my
tell
shit.
Tell me that don't go to work.
Yeah. That's my shit. That's my
now
shit.
Tell me that don't go to work.
That's my shit. That's my
now
shit.
Tell me that don't go to work.
Go ahead, baby. Mac Dre looking down saying, go ahead, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
I'm all in the dough. You can ask Keith Sneak Dogg. I'm all in the dough. Back to the store, me and my cousin Jesse pushing the brand new road. Tear the club up with 415s, I'ma tear the sub up. Baby girl's tough, hear what I do but slid a number on the tub. Yeah, I might call her, show her what it feel like to ride with a baller. Pop the Chris, diamond shining looking like the Vegas Strip. I blew her a kiss. Cool in the face, but her ass thick.
Yeah. Mama, I write automatics, night shift kits, DVDs, TVs with the real kit. If you can't see me, it's a 3% Wendleton. Free agent still ain't signed, but I'm still rich. Mama, I write automatics, night shift kits, DVDs, TVs with the real kit. If you can't see me, it's a 3% Wendleton. Free agent still ain't signed, but I'm still rich.
This is a knocker. When she bend over, holler,
"Hey, Miss Parker, Parker, Parker."
Airline stewardess, take flights to Boston every time I'm doing it. And I be doing it well. Every chance that I get, I be rocking the bells. Sacktown block leader, all in the ear of a Sack King cheerleader. Let me see your pom-poms. Show me how you dance when your favorite song's on. And baby girl's a veteran. Now I see what Victoria's Secret's kept in. And I'm loving it, baby. Button up with a fade, but I'm thugging it, baby. 740 fans outside. Push button, start kit. Buckle up, let's fly.
Yeah.
Mama, I write automatics, night shift kits. DVDs, TVs with the real kit. If you can't see me, it's a 3% Wendleton. Free agent still ain't signed, but I'm still rich. Mama, I write automatics, night shift kits. DVDs, TVs with the real kit. If you can't see me, it's a 3% Wendleton. Free agent still ain't signed, but I'm still rich.
Yeah.
That's my shit. That's my
now
shit.
Tell me that don't go to work.
Ooh, that's my shit. That's my
now
shit.
Tell me that don't go to work.
This is a knocker. When she bends over, holler,
"Hey, Miss Parker,
Parker." This is a knocker. When she bends over, holler,
"Hey, Miss Parker, Parker."
Yeah, I like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a free agent right now, but y'all better try to holler at your boy. You know what I mean?
Especially this baby girl on the dance floor. She cutting up to this. You feel me right now? She cutting up, you know. You better try to holler at me. You know, but if you don't, you know, I ain't tripping. I'm still rich.
Hey, Miss Parker. 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 Parker.
Number 200. Halloween every day.
Sick 'em. Yeah. So deep in the swamp, you can't help but to get dirty. You feel fine.
Yeah.
Brother Lynch, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
The sick mate, juggernaut.
Mate, sick juggernaut.
But G-Met.
That was that new Brother Lynch Hunt off his new album, Dinner in the Movie, if y'all ain't heard. Yeah, I mean, the album's pretty solid. We got something out there representing the town real big, like, in case y'all didn't know, it's time to follow that up. So, you know, that's why I've been in the lab trying to put together a nice quality product that sound like a worldwide album, not no local music. Other than that, moving right along. Over the weekend, there was a bomb scare in New York City in Madison Square Garden. That's one of the famous places in the world. In case you didn't hear about it or whatever, you should know what happened. So I'm going to tell you what happened from what I know. I left it on CNN for like 2 days straight late. Just, you know, after something happened, one of the big, you know, things in the world, disaster or whatever, I just turn to CNN and leave it on there and see what they're saying. So I was taught how to read in between the lines because they set it up, you know, because they don't want to scare people and they want to do this, they want to do that. They want you to think this, they want you to think that. So they set the news things up for a reason, you guys. It's not really there to help you. It's there to lead you in a certain direction. They want to give you ideas. So here we go. It's a few times that a couple of things came up that they say certain people were behind it to make citizens and people of America react a certain way. So you got 9-1-1, you got bombing before that, the Timothy McVeigh, and even J.F. Kennedy assassinations and all. You know, all of those people were screaming conspiracy after they was arrested and type of stuff like that. Some people, you know, they say, yeah, they did it, whatever, you know. But in the end, shit, they still can probably talk to people into saying that they did it, whatever, 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 whatever. But just say, hypothetically speaking, if you wanted to, you know, get some laws to pass, or if you wanted to make it tighter on terrorism stuff, and you wanted to put scanners in airports, and you wanted to put all of these airplanes that can fly over stuff and look into your car with x-rays and all that, the first thing you will have to do is create a reason why that can exist. So you come up with a phrase called terrorist, and then you put things connected to it so you understand terrorists. Then you put terrorists all in movies, all over the news, all over the place. It's like you're promoting this word terrorist to make people understand what the word means. After you do that, they automatically understand what terrorist is. That's like me doing emo, and I'm studying pushing emo out there. After a while, you know who emo is. I don't have to keep telling you that. You see emo on a product or whatever, you're going to snatch it because you see, you know who emo is. He's been doing his thing. He's been around. You know that. So the word terrorist, we know what that means now. It's been around. It came out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, you know, it's been around a little bit loosely, but they want to promote it more to get you to grasp the fact of what a terrorist is and what they call it. So here they go. They pop up. They say some smoke was coming out the back of the truck or whatever. Somebody happened to notice it. So the person, whoever did the bomb, didn't do it right. It didn't go off right. So they was able to see it and, you know, save people, whatever, and not have thousands of people. Well, they couldn't do that again, because if they let something like that happen again, like 9/11 type, you know, they just try to stop the shit ahead of time or whatever. So say these people are supposed to be connected to some Pakistani people or whatever. If you don't know, these are all setups for things that's been in the making. I've been reading and looking around, and it was like people were saying that this was going to happen, that they're going to be, war Iran or Pakistan, something. It's like wars that ain't over with that's still going to happen. So what this dude is, when they do this and they're going to come out with saying who this dude is and who he's connected to and all this old crap, and what that's going to do is give us a reason to go send some troops over into that place to kill up people and take whatever we want to do and destroy shit. Because, see, when they go somewhere and they destroy it and they bomb it, then they in business with these people that already got companies that's going to come in and rebuild this whole country for their new way. That's kind of like what they're trying to do and plan for America, because they got ways of things that they're going to do to redo this. So it's like they go over there and they destroy these places, and now you have no choice but to say, hey, yeah, we'll take whatever you want to give us because we have nothing. So you rebuild this whole new shit, and next you know these people own it more now because they tore down the old shit and they built the new shit. You know what I mean? They say they got certain weather machines. I've seen it. Not they say. This is proof I've seen on news and all that. They have machines that can create hurricanes, earthquakes. I mean, it's a big old antenna thing that shoots a big, like, electricity thing up in the sky, and it creates some kind of bad weather. They aim it at the ground, and it creates an earthquake. So they say, you know, type of things like this get done in Chile and all these kind of places. And then it goes back to further enough that these things were written in the Bible or told to you that they were going to happen, that Bible was written by somebody that was a part of something, that maybe these people are sticking to the fact that, okay, we got to make these things happen because we put this in this Bible saying that it was going to happen in these days. I mean, you know, if you really just look on two sides of the story and not just believe in what you're getting told, you might really, really open your eyes and see a lot of stuff. Because that's the whole plan, is to keep people dumbed down, not wanting you to get scared, not wanting you to have a curiosity, because they just want you to be calm and cool down while they handle the little stupid shit that they got going on behind our backs that's costing our lives. People are dying for it. People are, like, homeless and just all kind of stuff, man. People are going through far as how the industry, I mean, the world and not the government, we're going to say the rulers of the world are treating America with money and deficit and people thinking, oh, it's broke and all of these words that they put out there and these things they put in place have been done before with the situations of depression and all. So they know what happens when they put out a movie that's going to say this. They know it's going to create more killers or more rapists, or they know that because it worked before. So when they make a remake of a movie or they redo something, whatever, they trying to get the effect that they got before from a whole nother generation. That's why you're seeing all these movies pop back up, these remakes and all this old shit. This is common sense, man. Who's ever running something and they know that these movies and this certain shit contaminate people by seeing it, they decide, okay, let's put more out there, invest more out there, because this is their agenda. They have spiritual agendas that they feel like this is the way they will rule, is by doing certain things like this. Giving people fame, you know, doing stuff to make it look like fame is what you want, so strive for it. All of these types of things keep you distracted from being a real human being, from trying to be nice to other people and trying to be cool and give to other people. When you're focusing on trying to get those goals and achieve to be any of those images that they put out there in your face, you're corrupted. I don't care who you is. I walk through dudes all the time, and they walking around with all these clothes on, and I'm standing in line. I'm looking behind him, and he got skull and bones all on his clothes. He got, you know, the wings on it. The wings on most of them clothes are not wings of the angel you might know. Those come from the wings of the devil, of the angel that was cast out of heaven that they worship, that they say, well, why he got to be the bad guy? Why this one got to be the good guy and this one the bad guy? Maybe this one a good guy and that's the bad guy. Some people believe that. And then wings and them skulls and bones and all that shit on your clothes don't mean something good. Why would you put good wings with a dead, ugly skull and bone. The reason why is because those wings come from a dark angel, a black angel. It's just outlines of a wing on your clothes, but they're wings that don't come from a white angel of what you see as purity or what. They come from a dark angel. That's what that is. So you're going around here with all these symbols and tribal symbols on your clothes and pyramids and upside down stars and all kind of shit on your clothes that you don't even really know what you're doing. So when you're wearing symbols like that and shit like that on you, that's kind of like, you know, that's like when they go have their little sacrifice or whatever, they put on their robes and their clothes and all. Believe me, bro, they shit got buckles and gold things around their neck and all kind of shit, man, that's talking about what they represent and what they believe in. Now, what they chose to do, they know that's power. They put that, that's like if you wear a cross on you, you feel like you protect it because you got a cross around your neck and you wear it as a symbolizer, I believe in something, woo, woo, woo. Same with if you got symbols and all on your shit. That's like if you make a record company and you put your logo all on whatever. That symbol represents who you are, what you're doing. You walk around, that's what you're promoting. So when you're walking around with clothes on it, with all kind of symbols and logos crossed all up that really mean a bunch of other stuff to the people that created those clothes you're wearing, their grandfathers, their great-grandfathers, they all kind of stuff that they inherited money from to make their clothes that they're making for you to wear, they sticking to the script. They using some of them symbols from their great-grandfather that meant this and meant that, and they putting out there and saying, oh, that symbol is in my logo because it means prosperity all over all or whatever. No one makes a logo just because they making a logo. Most people make a logo because they want to put their personality into it. So think about that when you're looking at everything and you buying clothes for your kids and you like, oh, this got the nice little skull and bone in this back and all that. Man, stop buying that shit, man. They bought all the black clothing lines out. They either ruined them and washed them down or they bought them all out. We used to have to go pay real serious money for all the real black clothing lines except Sean John, because we know, you know, he sold out. He sold himself for millions to let people do what they want to do to him. I don't know what they're doing, but, you know, he took it to that next level. I ain't going to say he sold out, but some people chose to say, I'll do this for that. Some people say, nah, I won't do this here. You can take it and do whatever and sell out, you know, sell their companies and go home and just be happy with the money that they had. They created it. They moved on. But when you get so much money made off of that shit, those people come through and they'll buy G-Unit, or they'll buy FUBU, or they'll buy any little black clothing line that you've seen kind of coming up on its own, and then dumb it down and put the shit in the little cheap-ass Rosses or Marshalls and, you know, cheap-ass, because they take it from where the people that was making it was making quality clothes. They take it and go put it in these sweatshops and start getting it made and just put the name on it now because they bought the name of the product. They didn't buy your clothes and how you was making it. They just bought the name because they know your name was selling a lot of products in these certain areas. So that means a lot of people they're going to be able to get to and influence by using the name that they just bought from you. So they buy FUBU, they get in $50 million something. Them brothers go home chilling, eating, doing whatever they got to do. We don't see them no more. They basically just shut them up. I was talking the other day, like, where's Farrakhan? When is the last time we seen Farrakhan talking about anything? You know what I mean? Because they seen his influence on people when he was able to call a million people somewhere to be able to talk on whatever. So they had to come talk to this dude. We're going to assassinate him and kill him, or we're going to give him something to make him better or whatever. And if you can't beat him, we join. So here we go. We give him a bunch of money and hush money and be quiet or whatever. So now you're finna see all his universities popping up, his bakeries popping up. You know, he ain't got to talk shit no more because they gave him what he want. He can't talk shit. He got to be a certain kind of person now. He can't go certain too far no more. He made enough noise. They seen that. All right, we need to quiet dude down. So they quiet him down. We don't even hear nobody speaking against nothing no more. So like I said, man, this is Real Talk with Emo. And if this be the last motherfucking thing I do and say, I will keep it real. That's it. And everything I'm saying to you, you can go back, listen to this show again, and go research it for yourself. And I'm guaranteeing you, it'll open your mind to a lot of stuff, man. Then we got an oil spill over here. You tell me how a tanker in the middle of the ocean can spill 2 million gallons of oil in the ocean. And then it's going towards where it's ruining food and it's ruining life all in Louisiana. And then we got these hurricanes and all kind of stuff going on in Tennessee, Atlanta, and Kentucky, all in the down south areas right now. And if you look on TV, is Tennessee, they in water deep as New Orleans right now. Don't nobody see that because they've seen what it did to people, and it's like, okay, we got the scare, but we don't want to really do that again because some people didn't really take it the way we wanted to take it. So, you know, we can't, all right, we showed one. They ain't going to keep showing us again. Now it's only out there if you kind of look. You know what I mean? Certain people watch news channels and dig a little deeper, whatever. But all of this shit is to show you that all kind of destruction is going like it was said, so you guys better follow us. So you better listen to us. So you better submit to us because we the ones that got the option with all this energy and all these kind of things. Okay, we're going to change the new world. We got to hurry up, you guys, and crush down all this and take down our old way of thinking and forget that law and all that because that's not protecting us. Privacy, no, we can't have no privacy because you might have a bomb in your house. Oh, we can't have no privacy because you might have a bomb in your car. Oh, no, so, okay, everybody's going to throw their hands up like, okay, yeah, you're right. Forget it. We don't need no lights. Because we don't want nobody to come over here and bomb us and kill us. So, yeah, go ahead. Do whatever y'all want to do. That's what they want. That's what all of that shit is put in effect for, man, is to make you think that, okay, I guess so. So if I went, if it could have been me that went ahead and said, okay, I'm going to go over here and bomb this shit right here. I ain't going to bomb nobody. But I'm going to make it look in a big scare. Ooh, whoop. So everybody see this. And then you look at CNN, and they just playing that shit over and over and over and over. Everybody that's talking, the mayor, everybody from New York, all that, everybody that's talking is reading speeches. You know what I mean? They saying exactly what they are supposed to say. Even the people that's looking like they saying something against certain people, they all working because you have to have this negative side that you create the subject, then you put the person that has one side, then you put the other person that has the other side. That way you give both society a good way to think about it and a bad way to think about it. They ain't even giving us no freedom to think. They making us think of, they giving us a choice, good and bad. They, okay, either way, if you want to be a gangster, a street or whatever, I'm going to give you a choice to go down this way. Here's some images and all that shit you can look to, go to jail, prison, you can sell crack, all, we got all kind of methamphetamines. We got all that for you if you want to go this route. But if you want to be a businessman and do all, you know what I mean? They all of those directions that they got is set up that by them. If you want to be a preacher, you got to go through their colleges, through their little universities to get their degrees to say you can be a preacher in their society. If you want to be a doctor, you got to go through their stuff to do it. That's why I be telling these cats about this rap shit, because it's like niggas be swearing that it's going out, or, you know, you can't do it like this, you can't. There's only a few ways you can do this shit, and they set those few ways up. If you want to do it independent, you can do it this way. If you want to do it on the internet only, you can do it this way. If you want to do it big, and you can come sign with a major and do it. You know what I mean? Any route you take is set up for them. They got an option. Okay, what if somebody wants to think about this? Well, okay, we'll have this for their ass. Well, what if somebody wants to murder people? Okay, well, we'll do this for them. Because they know what murder is. They've done it. They had to go through a lot of villages and ride on the back of a lot of horses and kill a lot of Indians and cowboys and all that to build this shit that they have now. Buildings and cars and all that didn't just come out of nowhere. They went somewhere and seen something and say, for instance, I go kicking your door. And I say, yeah, this dude got it over here. We're going to have to go take what he got and add it to what we got to go and take him all out. So we come in the house, we come in the house, we take him where we need to go take him, he give us all the stuff we got to do, and we find all kind of money, but then we find all kind of gold and all kind of jewels and all kind of books of knowledge of stuff that he was reading that was handed down to him from ancestors before, and I'm like, oh, yeah, take all that stuff too. Then we go over here and we see all this knowledge that we read. We have scientists and people translated. If they can't read the English, here, read that and see what it's saying. Oh, that's what he was doing, huh? Oh, okay, yeah, all right, well, we're going to set it up this way, and then they make it look like, you know, something they did, but they wipe your ass out, take your ideas, and put it out there the way they want you. That's how they built the whole America. Then people probably were surviving, eating this way, and then selling food in a certain trade way, and they, oh, okay, this is how they, all right, well, they don't want to get us in or whatever, we're going to run up in there with these guns, because they don't have guns, we have guns, they only have arrows. We can go in there, shoot them down, take all that, whatever, take all their knowledge, all their shit. Well, you know what I mean? All their females come back. You know what I mean? It's an evil thought process going on out there, man. If you don't believe the stuff you see in the movies, when you see that dark person and you see that evil person and you see that rich person that's rich in the movie, he's being evil and he's doing something to manipulate people. Those type of images and stuff that you see in movies, believe me, there's a real person somewhere in the world just like that. Half of these movies are based off of people that people do research on. They just change their name and all that. You know what I mean? They ain't going to saw them and they can get sued if they do that. The person already rich and, you know, murdering motherfuckers and doing whatever and getting away with it. If they did that, whatever, okay, come on. You know you'd be sued. People that tell on people come up dead in them airplanes, all assassinations. If you think you living in America, that's a perfect world, that none of this type of stuff happens, you're just an idiot. Bottom line. I refuse to be an idiot. I'm not calling nobody an idiot, but just think, tell yourself that. Come on, man. It got to be two sides of this. It can't just be an all-good world, and none of that's happening. None of that's happening. You know, I post shit all on my Facebook stuff all the time, and I just noticed the other day that when I post videos about the truth or about, you know, it ain't even got to be my truth. I don't even got to believe it. You don't even got to believe it. But when I post videos about stuff that, hey, that might just be an option that I think other people should look at and pay attention to, I get no comments on it. It might be one or two people that I deal with every now and then, and we always talk about this type of stuff. And when you notice on my Facebook, when it's time to talk about stuff like this or my career, my replies and my answers be super long because I got a lot to say about this, as you can see. That's why I got the little radio show going. But like I was saying, though, I can post up videos or something funny or a joke and get about a 20, 30 comments on it, you know what I mean? But when it comes to me posting, I can post about 20 videos and not see one comment or one like on none of them videos at all because no one wants to see that. No one wants to hear that trouble is ahead. And the government know that. So they made you like that. They made you to where you don't want to hear that. Ah, shut that stuff up. I don't want to. Whoever's talking like that is an idiot. He's just a radical. He's a terrorist, and he's plotting to take over the world. I can't do shit. I'm just one little ass man. All I can do is tell people what I'm seeing. If you look, you will see it too, and you'll probably tell somebody too. Like, oh, hell no. I got to tell somebody about this shit. So I'm not trying to, like, start no trouble or be no rebel or Black Panther or all that shit. We already know better. If you try to do any of that shit, you gone tomorrow. That's why my career ain't really going nowhere now because, I mean, going nowhere. Excuse me. I've been putting myself down like I ain't been doing as much as I've been doing. And now I've been trying to give myself respect that I am progressing. So never that. But, you know, it is what it is. I sometimes I think like I'm talking to people on dead ears, but something inside me keeps telling me, no, Emo, keep talking, man. Keep doing you. Because I could have been trying to rap about this and rap about that just to make a hot song. I know how to make a good song. But if I'm making good songs with the stuff I want to talk about, of course it might not appeal to a lot of people if they want to hear Let's Go Dance or Baby I Love You or Let's Pop a Pill or Let's Party in the Club. You won't probably like all my songs because I ain't talking about all that. But I'm making a good song. That's all I'm trying to do is make a good song. But if I wanted to come up already, whatever, I could easily make a song like anybody's song you want to hear, a T-Pain song or a Lil Wayne sounding song or something that sound like T.I., or I could go in the studio right now and remake any one of their songs. If you say, go remake Dude's song this way, and I could go make a song my way that'll sound just like that vibe. That's easy to do. People do that all the time. That's what they're doing, recycling people's music. I need a beat like that Lil Jon, man. I need a beat like that Woo Woo. And he going in the studio actually saying that. I don't do that. I might go in there with the inspiration of the song that I want to talk about, the mood that I'm going through, or, you know, an inspirational producer that did this or did that. But I ain't going in there trying to make a complete song like this dude made a song. The other day we was talking about mixtapes, man. Come on, man. Add your own twist to the mixtape beat, man. If you're going to do a mixtape beat, mixtape song, make sure you do it like, you know, if this beat was mine, this is how I would have done it. I don't knock nobody's hustle. I don't care how you do it, but that's my question. I mean, that's my suggestion to make something that people want to listen to and be entertained. So, you know, that's what I try to do, man. I'm trying to get this money so I can tell more people this type of shit, so I can have a bigger voice, so it can be heard, because no one's saying something. And I know I probably might not get a lot of money doing this, but as long as I get some money and I do it, I can eat and I can do whatever, I ain't caring. I ain't going to live too much longer anyway. Ain't nothing I can do in my little lifetime, even if I did live 200 years old. It's all the work they've been putting in has been happening for decades, centuries, thousands of years. So how could one person do that much? I mean, you know, I believe I can do something, but I just know I can't do as much as Martin Luther King didn't do that much. He did a lot, but if he did so much, why in the hell are we going through this stuff right now? With just my brothers alone, with just my people in the black community alone, how in the hell are we going through so much downfall and destruction? I look at the next generation, and, you know, me and my daughter ain't really on good terms right now because she's kind of in the new generation. She hasn't grown up to learn that there's another world out here, and the new generation is getting dumbed down more than anybody because they don't want them to know no better. And it hurts when you get into it with a teenage kid or whatever, and it's like they just don't know. They just don't know. But all you can do is step back and say, you're going to know. There's no way that nobody in this planet is not going to see what they got planned. All across the world, we all going to see it. And they're not going to give you a preview of it. They're not going to come show you coming soon, this new movie about to drop. This is not a promotion. This is not something that they care about what you say. This is not has nothing to do with your choice. What this is going down, period. It's happening. Like a lot of things happen right in your face. The goddamn census lady came by the house today. I posted that like, this is my first year ever hearing that people will come around to your door and try to make you mandatorily fill out the census. I thought this was something they was doing just this year. I started getting paranoid, like, wow, the plan is really stepping up, whatever. But my homie said that he used to work for the census people years ago, and it's mandatory by law, it's required by law, and that he used to go around the doors and get people's signatures and stuff. I still couldn't understand that because I've been on this planet for hella long, and I have never seen them come to my door and make me fill out nothing. But apparently they do it. But my trip is, damn, it came to me this time. I stood right there and looked out the peephole because I watched on TV that said when they come to your door, please answer and recall or whatever. This lady was going to come sit in your house for a minute, sit down and fill out your census form for you. And half of it she can fill out for you because she's just looking at you and looking around. So I say, you know, I'm going to fill it out and do what I got to do to see what happened, whatever, because I don't want them coming back to my door or whatever, but I damn sure wasn't going to let her in. So I just sat there and watched her. She stood out there for like 15, 20 minutes. I had somewhere to go. My homie was downstairs picking me up, telling me to come outside. I'm calling him like, man, I'll be out there in a minute. This census lady. I feel like, you know, the police was out there almost. And that's what they do. They try to create that that feeling on you, man, that they're not playing. We'll send somebody to your door. We're going to send a nice little friendly black person because we know this is the hood area right here. So we're going to send somebody black because most percentage out of the time, when you walk up on people's door, they're going to be black. My homie was telling me how niggas was almost telling, about to beat him up and kick him out the door and all that. You know, they put you in these neighborhoods where they know you finna go through the drama at, and they try to get you to be comfortable with the people. So it's like, you know, I'm looking out the door like, I don't care. But that's just your first time of showing you that they will send a fucking policeman, and they'll send a National Guard. They'll send somebody tougher to your door if they have to. That's their warning. Just by showing you that they paid enough money for people that take that job and feel that it paid them enough to go in a dangerous-ass neighborhood and walk into people's doors that ain't signed the damn census already because they probably don't want to. Now I'm finna go knock on their door, black people doors and all that, talking about here I am and it's mandatory. Do you know it's mandatory? But motherfucker, get the fuck away from my... Do they know how dangerous that is? But they don't care because they had enough money to persuade people into doing that. So you think they don't got enough money to give their soldiers that they already trained to go around and knock on the door with a gun to come in your house? Man, y'all, if they ever kick it in effect, I'm going to be like really saying I told you so. I'm going to hate the fact that I got to go down with it too and getting that old line down to the concentration camp too, but I'm going to be happy that I could say I told you so. Something is going to happen. The world we know as of now will change totally. Right before your eyes. If you look around right now, it's changing before your eyes. So it's not hard to believe. That's the whole thing, man. It's getting frustrating because people acting like they don't want to hear this shit. So fuck it. I'm going to just keep on blabbing in your ear because when you listen to Real Talk with Emo, what does that sound like that to you? Okay. This nigga finna be having some real talk. Man, so with that being said, man, sometimes I can talk my head off because that's what I do. I got a lot up in me. Can't fit it all in the rack. So this is why I talk on the radio show real quick. One good hour. Letting you know it's Real Talk with Emo every Monday at 10 o'clock. So if you tuned in, you know you heard something that you needed to know, man. Pass that shit on. Tell somebody else, man. I mean, you know, we all need to know. You might not figure out how to tell them, but if you go look and Google whatever you feel like on YouTube search or Google or whatever, a gang of stuff will come up that'll give you a little bit of direction. When you bored and ain't nothing on TV or there's no movie to watch or no friend ads or no comments or whatever, just open the tab and go search some stuff and look at some little nice little movies, some little shows and little DVDs and little videos on everywhere, man. It's all over the place, bro. I'm not making this up. So, I mean, you know, with that being said, we're going to get into some of this. One of my songs off my album, Never Quit. This one is a remix. It's called You Gotta Change, man. If you want shit to get better, you gotta change. It ain't going to happen because you want it to happen. You gotta make it happen. In the other order to do that, you have to change. Like I've been telling my folks all the time, they want to do this music and all that. They can rap, they can go to the lab all day, but it's certain shit you got to change, man, to be blessed with that gift. If there's a God up there, I hope he really going to show us soon that he got us protected from all this evil and crap that's going on. If the Bible was right and it said what it said in the last days when all of this type of stuff was about to be happening, that he will return, show us that his power is right, I can't wait to see it, man, because I'm tired of seeing all this destruction and all this shit that's designed to kill your hope. You feel me? So here we go, man. We're going to slap this song, and I'll be back to y'all in a minute. We got about 10 minutes to go to the show, and I got some things to do. So hopefully we keep this shit modern, man. If I keep people tuning in like this, I damn sure will. We'll talk with Emo. You tuned in. Stay here.
Let's do it. This Deuce Nichols. Let's go. Graduated from a nothing sense, I've been about business. Still find it difficult to make good decisions. Closer to the Lord, 9 steps away. away from prison. What they can't take from me isn't something you can see. Tricky with the wordplay, massive mouthpiece. Try to average speed, but far from ordinary. Ordinary is the motto, but greed can kill. Just like police and pills, white stressing off these fields. Where does it all end? Boss tripping cause I called in. Y'all ain't happy to the law's land. Moving like a snowball downhill. Work so hard to have your show get canceled. Man, that's just part of the game. All the sun in the world ain't stopping the rain. Best believe, that's what I told the young fella. I was handing him his umbrella. Got it, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. Gotta do, I know I gotta change, but I can't find a way to make it out the game. So I hit the booth, hit my niggas with the truth. Cause out here, they locking up brothers like me and you. But this year, I'ma keep going and sew the town up. If you ain't trying to get money, don't come around us. Tired of seeing niggas die from dumb shit. I see you riding clean, coming through with a bad bitch. But your homie don't like that. Now you gotta watch your own back where you grind at. While I be in the studio, working on my raps. Trying to get my money on so I can buy that. It's when I see another brother doing this thing, it's all good. Cause we don't have role models in our hood. All I see is drop things, niggas roll on things. And throwing up gang signs, weapon the gang. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game.
Man, so what we gonna do about that? Man, we gonna show them they can do it. Yeah, real talk, man, it can be done. If we can do it, you can do it.
Most definitely. Dream to make my life a brighter blue. I told my daughters I would die for you, so never would I lie to you. That's something real riders do. I'm a damn grown man, so you know I stand true. With Christ in my life, ain't nothing I can't do. I move and I groove amongst the angels. Running free with the Lord, Satan won't be tangled. Hate from every angle, and they wonder why we act this way. Life ain't in living color, see the black or gray. Got my ear to the street, can't hear what the pastor say. But it's cool, long as everything go mass away. I say, hey, Neil, what you say, man? It's only time you wasting putting off your reputation. But talk like that, make you think I'm free raising. So we more concerned with a good vibration. Damn, Satan done swept the nation. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. What you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game.
Yeah, never material driven. I'm about to be living like I was a king. Yeah, that I mean. It ain't safe to be broke, that's why I still choke. But I ain't telling you to smoke. But if you do, get your money first hand. Gotta be your own man. If it don't feel right, throw it in the trash can. And take this chance to recognize gang. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change.
Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game.
Now available online and in stores, Emo the French Connection EP. Also available, Emo Leftovers, the digital album on cdbaby.com now. Also log on to paystyle.net for more information.
Yeah, 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 what's up? You're back with Real Talk with Emo. You're tuned in. I'm hoping you having a good night with me. Shout out to my homie Hassan, man. You know what I mean? One of my loyal listeners, man, that let me know what I'm saying is worth listening to. When I got people calling, you know what I mean? Like this, that's what makes me come back here every Monday at 10 o'clock. I don't care if it's one or two people, three or four people. As long as I'm talking to somebody listening, we all good. You know what I mean? We tuned in to Real Talk with Emo, so you know how we do it. In case you missed it, I just want to give a shout-out to the people that called today because today was a special moment for me because I did not promote. I did not send out texts. I did not tell nobody, you know, hey. I did not remind nobody, hey, I'm on Monday. If the people that called today and the people that are listening online today are loyal people to me, and you mean a lot to me. I appreciate you with all my heart. Don't think that you pick up the phone and just call somebody that thinks they got it all like that. You know what I mean? I come here and do this every Monday with hard work in mind. You feel me? With that being said, log on to my YouTube page, man. I got a new episode to our little what's the name of the movie? Smoke and Die, Half High. Golly. Episode 4, man. We got 4 episodes of that movie on there. It's a little movie we're doing. We're going to do 10 episodes. We got 4 so far. We halfway there. It's going pretty fast. It's getting easier for us, so we is going to reach that 10. Then I'm going to put all of the episodes together and then sell it as a little DVD, little movie thing, and see how this go for you, boy. So, you know, pay attention, man. Log on to that YouTube/EMOE3000. That's YouTube/EMO3000. And check out my videos, man. Leave a comment or something. We got a lot of views, and I'm seeing people is watching my new video, Dear Lord, and all that, too. But I ain't getting many comments. I ain't getting a lot of props of people telling me they checking it out. You know, tell me if you like it good or bad. You know, I'm not really tripping. If I don't like your good, your bad comment, I just delete it. So it's all good. You know what I mean? But now, like I say, you know, every time, tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock right here with your boy Emo. Today, I didn't really expect to really talk that much, but, you know, when it got down to that Times Square stuff and the oil spills and all that, you know, the oil spill is really going to hurt the industry, you know what I mean? That's going to kill the economy as far as food and all. And this is the type of stuff that leads to famine and all that. But, you know, most of those things are man-made situations, man. They control for a reason. They make us fall in line, man. So either you're going to do something about it or just fall in line, get up and get your own company or something established. One day we'll be a part of the economy and we can have some kind of say. We'll never be able to do too much, man, because this is thousands of years we're fighting against, and none of us brothers have really been plotting together for more than 6 months, and we break up and go on separate ways over some bullshit. So we got to stick together, man. Come together. We'll talk with Emo, man.
Yeah, what's up with it? You're tuning in to Real Talk with Emo. Thank you for tuning in, and hopefully you come back every Monday to check me out. Also, check out my write-up in the section of Royalty Magazine. And if you got any songs you want me to play on the air, just send them to emo3000@aol.com. That's emoe3000@aol.com.
Cousin,
speak on me,
feet.
None of that shit.
Listen, don't talk about me, dawg. You don't know me, bruh. Don't ask where I'm at unless you owe me, bruh. Don't try to show me love and talk behind my back. Trying to apply the jack, fuck around and lose your hat. My niggas moving packs, y'all niggas moving racks. I got the paperwork, I can prove the facts. I'm turned up to the max, plus I done burnt up two of them sacks. Coughing like I'm finna have an asthma attack, with a strap on my lap and an axe on my back. Looking for the motherfuckers who was asking for that. I'ma laugh in the mask when I blast with a max. Then after the fact, put it back on my lap. Check me a trap, count me a stack. Got two bad hoes, one white, one black. And we gon' trap to put the city on the map. Any nigga wanna see me, did he know where I'm at? Hating ass niggas get laid down flat. Talk about some money, quit talking chump change. I'm in and out of lanes, and my truck bang. You see them landy stains, and my dick with a chain. Cause if you know my name, don't use my shit in vain.
for doing this song. Like Young Buck, I'm wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right, so fuck it, it's on. So fuck it, I'ma do what I do and think about it later. Put niggas on more ice than hockey players. Am I wrong for taking the money as soon as she get it? Am I wrong for taking it all and not splitting it? Am I wrong for saying I'm the king of the throne? Macramental strawberry man, I'm not down. Been on my own since I shouldn't have been. That's why niggas like me end up in the pen. From sack to cash pill in Jamaica, Queens. I'm reckless, they say I can fuck up a wet dream. In a scraper, the color of refried beans. The brain's blue in the gut, sour cream. Eclipse the Husky, Sacramento's ID card. Coming soon, cop that, learn how to knock it raw. Big hollers, we finna go in they pocket. Put they bread through gymnastics class and get profit. It's all profit. That's the way I like it. I speak what I feel. If I don't, I'ma write it. I do what I want, whether it's right or wrong, whether it's wrong or right, I'ma do what I like. Love it or hate it, hate on me like a bitch. West Coast, the coast that explodes a nigga quick. They say I spit heat like AK-47. Yeah, Gatling guns, shotguns, and Mac-11. And use a pest. I told you to stop. I told you it's a million and one ways to get dropped. It's a billion and one ways to get to the top. It's a zillion and one ways to fall off once you hot. Am I wrong for not waiting for the gang? Yeah, got the gang waiting for me to blow and make a name. For myself, would it be my claim to fame? Will I drop a hit after this and eat up the remains? Got more to gain. I'm trying to heal my pain by putting it on the track like an Amtrak train. Sacramento CA is like a big gun range. Young niggas doing the shooting and busting brains. Yeah, for no change, so it don't make sense. I stay strapped up and live my life as a pimp. Am I wrong? Some people say I'm going to hell. Them be the same ones sweating blow, tricking off they mail. I ride my Buick like one of them new Benzes. With something that a Dr. Isaac cracked his son of Linda. I do what I want, whether it's wrong or right. Whether it's right or wrong, I'ma do what I like. Yeah, love it or hate it, hate on me like a bitch. West Coast to coast, they close a nigga quick. Jump on my dick and get up off of this. They giving y'all the run around like musical chairs and duck duck goose. But they don't really care, I'm keeping it 100. Them niggas really swear. Yeah, and I swear on my Aunt Candy. Real niggas love it, the rest can't stand me. Cause I stand on them and pounce on their stomach till they insides exit their mouth and die from it. Yeah, I do it like that old b-ball game running and gunning. That's how I do it, so y'all keep it 100. I'm a North Sack hitter with a chip on my shoulder. Stash the mag in the dash and dip quick on the road. With more gas than Chevron and Exxon. When I bust a blast, it's like napalm. The bullet stutter got lots of effects in the clip. I biggity been doing this since Pat Ewan left the Nick. Yeah, I do what I want, whether it's wrong or right. Whether it's right or wrong, I'ma do what I like. Love it or hate it, hate on me like a bitch. West Coast, the coast that ain't frozen, nigga, quit. Yeah.
Rap City.